in light of how the noble tradition of the Big Full Forward has been revived by Kieran Donaghy. What other delights from the dim and distant might return triumphantly to the games of the Gael? If there's going to be a revivalist movement, I'll be there, at the appointed hour, on my unprepossessing High Nelly, my Sunday going to mass trousers carefully tucked inside my bicycle clip, North Sea barrels of oil slicked through my jet black hair, and a copy of the Sunday Press protruding from my pocket. If the good old days return, we can look forward to the most wonderful sights. I make no apologies for contending that you're not truly a GAA man or woman if you haven't ever seen a man mountain of a fullback take to the field with a white handkerchief on his head, the Connemara Stetson as it's known in some parts, and it knotted tightly in all four corners to preserve his modesty, though our culture never decreed public displays of balding head to be the very apotheosis of immodesty in either men or women. You think I'm joking, don't you? I assure you, I'm not. Fullbacks with hankies for hats were once as common as forwards with tattoos and dyed hair these days, and if you ask me, infinitely more trendy. Keeping that hanky on in the heat of battle was no mean feat. What with full forwards being considerably less mobile then, if they were mobile at all? A fact which contributed greatly to the incidence of arm-to-arm combat in the vicinity of the square. There are those who argue that the hankied fullback played a crucial role in the creative development of Ireland's most famous milliner, Philip Tracy. Tracy grew up in Haskra, County Galway in the 1970s, at a time when that region was a veritable breeding ground for fullbacks with a surrogate thatch atop. Tracy's family had a baker's shop in the village, and it was here that his first creative stirrings took place. Haskrians are adamant that his very first hat was an extraordinary ensemble, featuring a handkerchief, the band of a hurley, a football bootlace, the cap from a tube of wintergreen, and the giveaway sign, the number 3 embossed ever so slightly where the hat covered the right ear.
Maybe a little bit off, a little bit less striking. Maybe take the colour down a small bit.
Obviously, Philip stepped it up a gear in later years, such a frightful effort scarcely holding the promise of future greatness on the hat-making front. But there can be no denying the influence of GAA chic during his key formative years. It's going to happen, you know. I can sense it. We're going back to the future. In my mind's eye, I visualise a day when the handkerchief not only returns as a crucial item of clothing for fullbacks, but goes on to become a valuable item of merchandise. See it now. Dublin on the march. A packed Hill 16. And every last one of them with a navy and blue hanky on their head. The versatility of the hanky would be proven beyond doubt when some of these fans really get into the old-timey feel by using it to wrap up small portions of that age-old, reality-altering substance, snuff, as used by our grandmothers and their grandmothers before them. Oh, the nostalgia of it all is making my eyes water, and yes, my nose run.